I'm Steve Dawson, and this is This Comedian's Life, a podcast where we talk to a variety of funny people about their lives in comedy. This week, I talked to comedian, actor, and improviser David Koechner. David spent a year as a cast member on Saturday Night Live, but is probably best known for his roles on hit TV shows and films like Anchorman and The Office. Born and raised in the small town of Tipton, Missouri, David said that in his formative years, he was more focused on politics rather than comedy.
I guess, you know, your own self-discovery of being able to make people laugh is one thing, but then I had no way of understanding how a person goes about making a living at it. I mean, the idea of being an actor or stand-up or anything like that was kind of foreign because I'd never met one. And, you know, you don't have any, whatever, outlet to express that. So I was a poli-sci major. I went to Boys State in junior high school. No, not junior. I was a junior in high school. Boy, you know what Boys State is, right?
I guess I'm not exactly familiar, no.
Every state has a thing called Boys State, and it's they send young men that are interested in politics.
Okay.
And so it teaches you the organizations of government, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You run for different positions within that community for a week, and you learn about the machinations of our system of governance. And so I'd always been interested in politics and thought that that might be a path I pursue. And after that, I think it kind of solidified it. So I was a poli-sci major. And after 3 years of college, I kind of realized I didn't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
And just quit going. But it was fortunate because then I went and visited a friend up in Chicago, and a buddy of mine came with me and went to the Second City. Because I'd always been, I knew that a lot of people, you know, after a while you figured out a lot of people that went to Saturday Night Live, which I was a big fan of that show, started at Second City. So I went and checked that out. Then I noticed they taught classes. And then I kind of realized, like, oh, that's how you go about this. So went back to Columbia, saved my money, and moved to Chicago. Started taking classes at the Second City and the I.O. And that was that.
In Chicago, David improvised with several future comedy stars, including Chris Farley, Steve Carell, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler, just to name a few. At the time, David was a member of the main stage cast at Second City, the primary hunting ground for talent scouts from Saturday Night Live.
I auditioned. A bunch of us auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Walls and I, who's Steve Carell's wife, we joined SNL in 95, 96. Both of us had the same tenure, 1 year.
But you were on a bunch, I feel like, David. I don't. Why just a year?
Oh, I don't know. It's politics.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I had a great season.
You were hilarious.
No,
you had T-Bones. You're doing the Fops, and I mean a lot of stuff.
I did. It was a political year. I did political impressions. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, there's no rhyme or reason other than you should move on and get on with your life. I mean, that's just the way it worked. I met my wife 6 months later, and I've never looked back.
Yeah, and of course, so in terms of people who would see you, I'm sure on the streets at the time would do that move of like, or would do that, oh, I've seen this guy maybe somewhere, or are you a relative, or, you know, what was Anchorman? Was it just being on TV, The Office? What got you? It seems like now household name is fair to say.
Well, people still have difficulty with the pronunciation
Right.
of my last name because it's not quite correct. I mean, the O-E never makes a short E sound in the English language that I'm aware of. So you don't see Koechner. People think Koechner. And then when they hear it differently, they kind of go, well, I tried once.
I did my best, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, after Anchorman and then The Office, both of those together really made a difference. And then I, you know, had tons of work after that as well.
Yeah. Oh, you're in every other movie, I think, if my facts are straight.
I tend to work. It's fun.
I'll tell you, too, and just speaking of Anchorman briefly, I remember when I saw it for the first time, I didn't know what to think of it. And then, of course, it's my, you know, it's every comedian's favorite movie. Did you have the sense when you were doing it that you were making sort of a different type of comedy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I thought it was special from the beginning. I mean, I love McKay and Ferrell.
He's a genius. Yeah.
And I was so excited, and I was surprised that it wasn't a hit coming out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier this week, I was at a chili cook-off for the kids at my kids' school, and there was a mom that came up and said the first time she saw Anchorman, she didn't like it, and she said now it's her favorite movie. So that what you're talking about is often recounted.
I asked David about some of his most surreal showbiz moments. One memorable moment came with his SNL and Anchorman co-star, Will Ferrell. What are some of those pinch me moments you've had in the course of your career?
Well, obviously Saturday Night Live.
Crazy, right.
Yes, that's kind of crazy. So there you kind of get your feet wet and you get used to it because you've got a different band and a different star every week.
Mm-hmm.
So that loosens you up to meeting people that you kind of start thinking as your peers, even though if they had been, because, you know, they really are. I look at it that way. Anybody I'm playing with in any show, TV or otherwise, you mm-hmm. know, you're my peer now. You're not a fan. You're my fellow actor.
Yeah.
So you kind of warm to that idea. Although, you know, sure, you still get starstruck now but, you know, you also realize everyone's just people.
Mm-hmm. So SNL, getting that gig was insane. Was that the first? I mean, that was probably the first and most major one for you was getting that phone call.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were when that phone call came in?
Well, I was in Lauren's office.
Oh,
What happens is you do three auditions. Well, you do two auditions and then a meeting.
Uh huh.
So I got flown out the first time, and that's very exciting. And you do your audition, and then you get flown out another time,
mm-hmm.
hopefully, your call back. And then they fly you out the third time, and I can't remember right now if I knew I was going to get hired. I was pretty sure I was getting hired because there was certainly a lot fewer people were being flown out.
Yeah.
And it's just me and Nancy, I guess. And then I'm in Lauren's office, and then I think there's just that final interview to see if you're a weirdo or not.
Yeah, just
I remember they were going to hire some guy that had a British accent.
And
he seemed to be talented, but then they found out he wasn't British. He was just putting it on. It was like, okay,
no way.
Something weird about you. I don't even know the guy's name.
That's so strange.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what you have to, you kind of got to vet people a little bit. Like, you're an oddball. Bye.
Of course, it wasn't Will who said he went in that he had a planned gag, which was, and this is not as weird, and certainly far from pretending you're British, where he had a suitcase full of money that he was going to present to Lorne and say, I don't know whether I'll get this job or not, but maybe this will help. And it was a suitcase full of like $1 million, like fake dollars.
Uh-huh.
And that was the gag he was going to have, but he got hired almost as soon as he went in, and so he just had this suitcase with him that he never used.
Oh, that's funny. I'd never heard that story.
Yeah.
I know that the day after or something that Will and I got hired, we got hired together.
Uh-huh.
And we were staying in a hotel near 30 Rock. And they sent a car and went to a Yankees game. And we sat in Lauren's seats. And Lauren sat about 10 rows behind us. It was the oddest.
Oh, wow.
And Will and I are just looking at each other like, what's happening? What are we doing? Did we just both get a job? What? It was pretty crazy.
With such a successful career, I was curious to see if David had any advice that could help prospective actors or comedians looking to earn a living in the entertainment industry.
I get asked this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And typically I find when people are asking for advice, if you know them, they're really going, am I good enough? I'm not suggesting you, but you know,
sure.
Everyone wants to know, how am I doing? But only you know how. Success kind of informs you when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if you're a performer, you get on stage as literally as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Read Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. It's basically talking about the 10,000 hours theory. You should try to read and write every day. And perform as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And remember also to audition as much as you can, because that's another skill.
Yeah.
Even if you don't get it, I mean, you know, you don't want to wait and just have one audition a year. You need to have as much as you can, so you become a skilled auditioner as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you look around at any field of study or sport or acting, it's all about your hours in. How much dedication you're willing to do it.
Yeah.
Who outworks LeBron James? Probably nobody.
Mm-hmm.
you know, nobody outworked Michael Jordan, nobody outworked Kobe. I mean, that's just the way, that's the road to excellence.
Thanks to David Koechner for joining me this week. To see David's stand-up touring schedule, you can find it at davidkoechner.com. You can follow David on Twitter at David Koechner. Thanks so much for joining us this week. I'm Steve Dawson for This Comedian's Life. Thanks so much for listening this week. Quick Comedian's Life contest update. We love reading comedians' autobiographies here on the show, and we have some to give away. I don't think David Koechner currently has a book out, but I do have several copies of Norm Macdonald's new book, based on a true story, to give away. If you haven't already, follow me on Twitter, @comedians_life. That's @comedians_life. Then tweet or message me with the hashtag #NormBook. That's #NormBook, all one word, and you'll be entered to win a copy. Contest deadline is at noon, Central Standard Time, on Tuesday, November 15th. So, tweet hashtag #NormBook to me, @comedians_life, and win some free literature. Thanks for listening.